And welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, so in yesterday's article, we learned that Nicole was at Sarah's salon and she wanted a new hairstyle.
The hairstylist first asked Nicole what kind of hairstyle she had in mind.
Okay, so Nicole had a few ideas. First, she wanted to get rid of her split ends, but she doesn't want to cut her hair too short.
Next, she wanted to add layers to her hair, 这样可以让头发厚一点。
Then, she wanted to add bangs,
刘海
the short pieces of hair that cover the forehead.
The stylist agreed with all of Nicole's ideas.
Good, okay. So Nicole was finally ready to get her new hairstyle.
Erin, do you think she likes her new look?
Well, we're about to find out. Let's get started on day two of our Picture Dictionary article.
Getting a haircut.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can say in a hair salon.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Split end. Layer. Bangs.Dye. Sideburns. Naturally curly hair. Hairline. Dandruff.
Hi, Nicole. You look different.
Can't you tell? I got a haircut.
Oh, it looks great. Which hair salon did you go to?
I went to Sarah's salon.
I should go there. My hair is too long. And I need a cool new haircut.
Why don't you get Ed Sheeran's hairstyle?He's so popular right now.
I don't know him, but you have good taste. I'll call the salon now.
It's 3 days later.Nicole and Jeff meet again.
Jeff, what happened to your hair?
I asked for Ed Sheeran's hairstyle.Hairstylist dyed it red and made it messy.
Oops! I only said Ed Sheeran's hairstyle because I like his music.
Word power!
different. Different. Do you have the same shirt in a different color? Do you have the same shirt in a different color? Call. Call. I'll call you after the movie is over. I'll call you after the movie is over. Ask for. Ask for. Susan asked for more water at the restaurant. Susan asked for more water at the restaurant. Music. Music. Alina likes to listen to music when she does her homework. Alina likes to listen to music when she does her homework.
Okay, day two of our article is also a conversation. Mm-hmm. This time, it's between two friends, Jeff and Nicole.
Oh, okay, so no more the hairstylist.
She's done at the hairstylist. She has her new hair. Now, Jeff speaks first, and he says, Hi, Nicole. You look different.
You look different. 你看起来不太一样哦。
Now, this could be good or bad. Mm-hmm. Let's find out what happens. Jeff said that Nicole looks different. Different is an adjective, and it's spelled D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T. Different. Now, let's talk more about the meaning of this adjective now. We can use the word different to say that something is not the same as another thing, or that something has changed from the way it was before. Now, if you and your sister both have red dresses, but one is long and the other is short, you can say the two dresses are different because they don't have the same length. Here's another example. Do you have the same shirt in a different color? One more time. Do you have the same shirt in a different color?
Different 这个形容词呢是不同的，在拼的时候要注意哦，里面有两个 F。那我们的例句说到，你有同款不同色的衬衫吗？刚好例句也出现了这个 different 的相反字叫做 same， 相同的。那如果我们今天要说 A 和 B 不同，我们可以说 A B different from B。For example, my hair is different from Aaron's hair.
That's right.
我的头发跟他的不同。
Okay, so.Jeff told Nicole that she looks different, but he couldn't say why.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really go on. So Nicole asks, can't you tell?
你看不出来吗？我们以前学 tell 的时候都是告诉。For example, let me tell you a story. 让我来告诉你的故事。Please tell me the truth. 拜托告诉我实话。He's good at telling jokes. 他很会说笑话。但是这里的 can't you tell? Tell 指的是判断或者是看出。I can't tell that your hair is different.
No.
我看不出来你头发有什么不一样诶。
Okay, so Nicole, what she's saying with this question is that she's surprised mm-hmm. that Jeff doesn't know how she's different. So she goes on and she says, I got a haircut.
所以她就自己讲了，我剪头发了啦。
Okay, now, haircut and hairstyle are similar, right?
Mm-hmm. To get a haircut 代表是剪了头发。那 haircut 就是 hair 加上 cut, 那合起来是当名词用的。Hairstyle 则是新发型，可能不止剪头发，可能也有烫啦或染等等的。
Now, in English, I don't know about Chinese, but mm-hmm. in English, we often use haircut and hairstyle in the same way.
Oh, in the same way? Mm-hmm. 同样的用法。But like in Chinese, we say it's different.
There's a difference. Mm. Okay, well, there is a difference in English, but it's so small that you just kind of use it the same way.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. If I had my hair dyed, mm-hmm. can I say I have a new haircut?
No, that would be a hairstyle.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so Jeff finally notices Nicole's new hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Oh, it looks great. Which hair salon did you go to?
Oh, so Jeff 就说，哦，看起来很棒。那你是去哪一个发廊呢？ 现在我们先进到 Magic Box 来学一下疑问词 which 的用法，我们再回到文章当中哦。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Which do you like better? The old me or the new me?大家好久不见，是我阿美姐啦。我学好有成，现在是阿美居士啦。有没有很想念我？ Which do you like better, the old me or the new me? 你喜欢是以前三高高的我，还是现在胖了20公斤、皮肤水当当的我？相信你一定都很喜欢啦。今天阿美姐要来教英文哦。我们时常呢面临选择，除非呢你跟偶一样歇后有成，已经无欲无求，或是呢跟偶一样，嘿嘿，300亿花不完，不然呢人总是要面对抉择的。例如呢，你是想吃鸡腿还是想吃排骨？哎，喜欢以前的偶还是新的偶？所以呢，当我面临这样的难关，就需要请 Witch 出来帮我们解决难题啦。Which 一个字呢，就是用在选择的时候咯。例如呢，你比较喜欢喝什么？你喜欢喝茶还是咖啡？ Which do you like better? Tea or coffee? 或是呢，比方说去餐厅的时候，他会问你想要喝什么饮料？Which drink would you like to have? 诶，这个时候呢，菜单上面百百款、八八款，就看呢你喜欢喝什么了。是900块的果汁，还是汽水，还是茶，还是咖啡？拢会塞姐姐买给你哦。但是呢，要注意了，当我们使用 which 的时候呢，它是有限定范围的。即使我们的菜单百百款，诶，它不可能无限多款哦。那菜单呢，诶，就跟字典一样厚，对不对？所以呢，用 which 的时候呢，很常会看到我们后面加上提供的选项。比方说呢，像是 which do you like better? Tea or coffee? Tea 和 coffee, 茶和咖啡呢，就是选项了。又例如说呢，你可能想知道，诶，现在时下流行的小鲜肉或是暖男，阿美姐你爱哪一款？ Which type of guy do you prefer? A sweet guy or a hunk? Which type of guy do you prefer? A sweet guy or a hunk? 好哟，跟你说，不管是小鲜肉还是暖男，我现在歇喉，不想再找男朋友了啦。但是呢，是一个开放性的问题。假如说我们是开放性的，后面没有加上选项的话呢，你呢可以用 what 来表示。比方说呢，我们刚刚问说你想要喝什么 ？Which you like to drink, tea or coffee? 假如说呢，我们是一个开放式的问题，你想喝什么都可以。What would you like to drink? 你想要喝什么？最后再来补充给你，我知道你们都很想问，这次阿美姐出来怎么这么美，皮肤水当当，吹弹可破啦。哎，你到底是用了什么化妆品这么自然？是滋什么糖还是膏什么丝啊？ Which makeup foundation do you use? Which makeup foundation do you use? 哎，你到底是用哪一种粉底啊？跟你说，我可是素颜的啦，你说怎么可能？诶，只要跟我一样好好修行，每天看 Magic Box 就可以跟我一样水当当啦。 Okay, welcome back. So, we know that Jeff really likes Nicole's hair, mm-hmm. so much that he wants to know where she got it cut. So, Nicole says, I went to Sarah's salon.
好，我去的是 Sarah's salon.But why is Jeff asking? He wants a new haircut too?
I think so. He probably thinks that Sarah's salon is a good place to get a haircut because mm-hmm. he likes Nicole's hair so much. In fact, he says, I should go there. My hair is too long and I need a cool new haircut.
Oh, so Jeff 就说了，我应该要去一趟哦，因为我的头发太长了，而且我需要剪一个又酷又新的发型。
Okay, so Nicole has a good suggestion for Jeff. She says, why don't you get Ed Sheeran's hairstyle? He's so popular right now.
And he came to Taiwan not long ago, you know?
Oh, I didn't know.
Nicole 就问 Jeff 啦，你为什么不剪一个 Ed Sheeran, 也就是红发艾德的发型呢？ Do you like his hairstyle?
As far as I can remember, I don't really listen to Ed Sheeran, but... I think he has big red messy hair, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, you are right.
So Jeff, maybe Jeff doesn't know who Ed Sheeran is.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen? Okay, so Jeff is just happy to have a suggestion for a haircut from a cool singer. And Jeff says, I don't know him, but you have good taste.
Jeff 这边就说了，我不知道他是谁，他不知道红发艾德是谁哦，但他跟这个 Nicole 说，你有好的品味。So I guess he chooses to believe Nicole and is going to get Ed Sheeran's hairstyle.
Oh, we're about to find out, I think. Now, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have friends that have good taste in clothes?
Yes, a lot of my friends do.Taste, 它这个字呢是名词品味的意思。那当然它也可以指动词，动词就是尝东西，尝味道。那如果一个人是 have good taste, 代表他有好的品味。To have good taste in something, 代表的是对某事的品味是好的。And your friends?
Of course. Well, there's lots of people out there who have good taste in clothes. I'm not sure I'm one of them. I like my clothes to be comfy.
I think you're one of them.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, so Jeff thinks that Nicole has good ideas about hair and style, so he's going to follow her advice. He says, I'll call the salon now.
Wow, 我现在就来打电话给发廊。
Okay, so Jeff is going to call the salon. Call is a verb, and it's spelled C-A-L-L, call. Now, what's this verb all about? Let's find out.When you call someone, you use a telephone to talk to them. Now, you can also call someone who's near you by just shouting their name. Here's an example sentence. I'll call you after the movie is over. One more time. I'll call you after the movie is over.
Call 这个动词呢，代表是打电话，当然还有叫喊的意思。那例句说呢，电影结束之后，我会打给你。Call 这个字呢，也可以当名词哦，我们可以用 to give somebody a call, 也就是打电话给某人。For example, could you give me a call to let me know if you're coming or not?
Of course.
你可不可以打电话给我，让我知道你要不要来啊？另外，我们也可以说 to get or receive a phone call from somebody, 也就是接到某人的来电。I got a phone call from her last night. She said she was not coming.
Oh.
她昨晚跟我说她没有要来。所以两个词性的变化，同学们都要注意哦。
I have a question for you.
Yep.
Do you usually call people or do you usually send a message?
I usually send a message.
Right, I think it's more common to send a message these days.
But you think it's better or worse?
I don't think it's either. I think it's just more common.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so Jeff called the salon to make an appointment to get a haircut. Now here in the scenario, it tells us it's 3 days later.
Oh,
Nicole and Jeff meet again.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen?
3 days 之后 Nicole 跟 Jeff 又见面了。
Okay, so now Nicole is looking at Jeff, and this time she sees something a little different about Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Jeff, what happened to your hair?
Wait, this question sounds... 她好像不喜欢她的新发型哦。她说你的头发怎么啦？
Okay, what happened to Jeff's hair? She sounds a little surprised.
Yeah.
And Jeff says, I asked for Ed Sheeran's hairstyle.
我就跟发型师要求要红发艾德的发型啊。
Okay, so Jeff told Nicole that he asked for Ed Sheeran's hairstyle. Now, what do you do when you ask for something? These words are spelled A-S-K, that's ask,F-O-R, for, ask for. We're going to find out what it means now. When you ask for something, you are trying to get someone else to give you something or to help you in some other way. Now, if you don't know how to do something, you might ask for help. Or if you think a cookie tastes really good, you might ask for another cookie. Here's another example.Susan asked for more water at the restaurant. One more time. Susan asked for more water at the restaurant.
ask for 这个动词片语呢指的是要求。那例句说到 Susan 请餐厅多给她一些水。那如果我们今天是要要求某个人去做某件事的话，我们会说 to ask somebody to do something.、Mm-hmm. So for example, my mom asked me to finish my homework right away.、Oh. 我妈妈要求我马上完成我的作业。
Mom, I don't want to.
But you have to.
Okay. All right. So the hairstylist did exactly what Jeff asked.、
Yeah.
He asked for Ed Sheeran's hairstyle. The hairstylist gave him that. It、mm-hmm. says here, the hairstylist dyed it red and made it messy.
发型师呢就把我的头发然后就把它弄乱。The hairstylist did what she needed to do, right?、
Mm-hmm.
And Sheeran has messy red hair.
Okay, so Jeff now has red messy hair. I think a good hairstylist is one who goes, are you sure? First. Because I don't know if everybody can pull off、
yeah.
red messy hair.
Uh-huh, pull、mm-hmm. off, that's a good phrase、mm-hmm. to say, right? Pull off, 就是你可不可以驾驭那样的发型。如果你不能，那你干嘛要红发艾德的发型呢？
I know I couldn't pull off Ed Sheeran's hair.
Me neither.
Okay, so Jeff now has red hair, and it's not very neat or very nice looking.
Uh-huh.
And Nicole just says, oops.I only said Ed Sheeran's hairstyle because I like his music.
What? Nicole 说我说他只是因为我喜欢他的音乐并不代表我喜欢他的发型啊 So she doesn't like his hairstyle.
Oh, Nicole, I don't know if Nicole's a very good friend. Okay, Nicole said she likes Ed Sheeran's music. Music is a noun and it's spelled M-U-S-I-C, music. Let's learn more about it.Music is a lot of sounds put together in a way that makes you feel something. Some music can make you feel sad if it's maybe slow. Some music makes you want to dance. It will probably be fast music. Here's an example. Elena likes to listen to music when she does her homework. One more time. Elena likes to listen to music when she does her homework.
Music 是音乐，那我们在念这个字的时候要小心它的发音哦。字中的 S 我们念的是 Z 的声音。那我们的例句说 ，Elena 她喜欢一边听音乐一边做她的作业。听音乐记得我们说 listen to music。
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really sad that Jeff doesn't like his new hairstyle, but maybe he can go back and ask for another hairstyle.
I think that's a good idea.
If he doesn't like it red, maybe ask the hairstylist to.Dye it green, blue, or what do you think?
Maybe just brown.
Okay, just go back to brown.
Just brown or black, maybe. I don't know. If you like different color hairstyles, go get whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what you should do. All right, but we're almost out of time、mm-hmm. for the day, so we're going to get to our review time now. See you in a second.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. Today, I'm going to give Elsie a definition, and she's going to have to guess the word.
Okay, 我要听定义选字。
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm, yes, I am.
The definition for this means to try to get someone to do something for you.
Oh, 叫人家去做为你做某件事情 I think it's a phrase.
Yes.
It's a verb phrase. 动词片语 ask for.
That's right. You ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another word. This is a place you go when you want to change your hair.
好，是一个地方，然后你去那个地方可以改变你的发型，那就是 salon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one more.This one is something that goes in your ears、
huh?
and makes you want to move or makes you feel a certain way.
跑到你耳朵里让你想要动 It's music.
That's right. You listen to music. Sounds that make you feel a certain way. All right. Well, there are a lot of words, a lot of picture dictionary words and word power words. You can play this game too.
But that's all the time we've got for today.
Yeah, we have to say goodbye now.
All right, for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Getting a haircut.
Split end. Layer. Bangs. Dye. Sideburns. Naturally curly hair. Hairline. Dandruff. Hi, Nicole. You look different.
Can't you tell? I got a haircut.
Oh, it looks great. Which hair salon did you go to?
I went to Sarah's salon.
I should go there. My hair is too long, and I need a cool new haircut.
Why don't you get Ed Sheeran's hairstyle? He's so popular right now.
I don't know him, but you have good taste. I'll call the salon now.
It's 3 days later. Nicole and Jeff meet again.
Jeff, what happened to your hair?
I asked for Ed Sheeran's hairstyle. The hairstyle has dyed it red and made it messy.
Oops, I only said Ed Sheeran's hairstyle because I like his music.
Different. Different. Do you have the same shirt in a different color? Do you have the same shirt in a different color? Call. Call. I'll call you after the movie is over. I'll call you after the movie is over. Ask for. Ask for. Susan asked for more water at the restaurant. Susan asked for more water at the restaurant. Music. Music. Alina likes to listen to music when she does her homework. Alina likes to listen to music when she does her homework.